Tyler and I, tomorrow, we're going as friends with other friends. We're going to the Dyken tomorrow.
Okay, the Dyken.
We're going to...
hey, you called it the Dyke the other day?
Bro, he's been suddenly doing that for a while, hey, and it is hilarious.
I'm waiting to just keep saying it to see I can get to a point where I can take that in off.
Hey, no lie. I spit out my water.
It's the Dyken.
You called it the Dyke? Like y'all were trying to have some kind of serious conversation.
That's when you plug it in and just roll it in.
He slips it in like this. He'll be like, you know, tonight, the lineup coming up here from the Astros here in a minute, this action at the Dyken.
It's Tyler every time. But no, we're heading out to the Dyken tomorrow.
We are.
Yep. There is some, I'm a bit concerned. As I'm guessing right, tomorrow, Saturday, Framber versus Jacob DeGrom, Texas Rangers in town. This feels like we're probably rolling close to selloutville.
So
I'm guessing.
And you're concerned about the Astros?
No, I'm concerned about our seating arrangement is what I'm concerned about. This is where I want to go. And I don't know if I've expressed this to you,
be clear,
Tyler. So I don't know all the people. Listen. Tyler, me and Tyler are going scot-free. Shout out to my guy, Victor Gaines, who hooked us up with this. But we got lower-level tickets, good tickets. I know Tyler's a ticket snob. I would not even brought it to him if it wasn't at a one to start.
And I appreciate that.
But we're heading, and we are six deep. And Tyler is coming up huge, right, with this. It was you two. It was either one of you two because we needed a space. Needed a space eater. Tyler is under 190 pounds, probably 185. That's coming up big. We know me last weighed in at 294. I won't lie, I weighed in yesterday. I was at 291. So in the low 290s, I know Victor. Victor is a former offensive lineman, D1 offensive lineman at Lamar. Or I'm sorry, Louisiana Monroe.
That's a big fella.
And he's still there. I'm telling you right, he may not be Titus Howard. He is bigger than the starting center for the Texans. Okay. He is bigger than Andrew.
He didn't do that thing that the offensive linemen do after they retire
when
they slim down.
Okay. He's not yet. Now but it's a good put together big, but I mean he could still probably get out there and reach, rip, and run. But he's 300 pounds.
Yeah.
And he's 6'5".
He's probably tall, yeah.
Yeah, so he's a big fella. And the only other person I know, Tyler, is Brandon, and Brandon's smaller too. So this is good. We got
two big fellas, small fellas.
But the people I don't have accounted for.
Not me, by the way, a different Brandon.
Is Josh and a guy,
Joshua,
who got the tickets. His name is Big Phil.
Big Philip.
And so,
Or is that what others call him as well?
He's put himself in the group.
Okay.
As Big Phil. So, Tyler is vital. Tyler, we got two under 200. And so, Tyler has got to be my seating partner. He's got to be right next to me.
Well, you're the only one I know. I got to sit next to you.
Good. But the big Phil and Josh throw a wrench in it. I don't know what they're bringing to the table.
I bet old Phil Billy's a big guy.
Because like I said, this is Framber versus Jacob DeGrom, Rangers, Astros, Saturday evening, 6:10. I don't believe that this is going to be one where there's probably an extra seat hanging out like we went the last time.
Yeah.
What do you think Big Phil is? If you had to guess,
name like
height,
old Phil.
Height, wait, we got two over three. We know, or two over 290. Big Phil's the name. Josh is a real. I don't know what Josh. We don't know what Josh. I'm hoping Josh is just level. But Big Phil, that would put three big ones.
Yeah,
big shoulders and legs together.
Josh could go either way.
What do you think Big Phil is?
What do we think the chances are that Big Phil is? Big Phil in some kind of ironic way.
Someone just texted him. Hopefully his name is Big Phil because he's got a son named Phil too.
Yeah.
And they just call him Little Phil. But would you call yourself in the group meet Big Phil? If that's what you've always been called?
Have you ever been around a little man with a little man's complex? Because, yes, I think it's the answer. I mean, I've seen many a short and small man who think he's big, whoever it is.
Is it rude for me to just text Victor, can I get heights and weights for Big Phil and John?
I think you should. I mean, you like to prepare for an event like this.
I'm telling you, Tyler, you got a chance to be on the short end of this. I mean,
I don't want to be stuck between two of you big fools.
If it's me and then Big Phil is, again, text
my shoulders are all tucked in.
713-572-4610. Victor is every bit of 6'5", 311.
Yeah.
Big dude, but a good put together. I mean, it's more closer to, like, you know, the way that, who's that deep voiced dude that used to play for the Dolphins that just signed back with
Calais Campbell.
Yeah, it's more of a Calais Campbell put together.
Had a big ass.
How big?
That you could be between me, Tyler, and then Big Phil. And if Big Phil is, again, height and weight, what do you think Big Phil is?
Gotta hope that's irony.
I mean, Big Phil sounds 6'2".
Maybe he's a little person.
How big does Big Phil have to be to justify calling himself Big Phil?
Right? Dude, what if
you're
he's
right.
a warrior?
Like, so right.
Doesn't
you
he have to kind of, like, I know I was selling the whole, maybe he's got the little man complex thing, but I feel like if you're calling yourself Big Phil around strangers, you can't walk in there 5'5", 150 pounds.
He is Big Victor. Big Vic. Now he is also Big Vic because his son's name is Victor too, and he is Little Vic, but I believe he's been Big Vic before Little Vic came through.
Yeah.
That is a good one. 713-572-4610, two-parter. How big do you think Big Phil is, height and weight, and how big do you have to be for you to have big at the front of your name?
Like, how big do you got to be to justify calling yourself that in public?
Who are other big?
I'm Big So-and-so.
Big Hulk.
Big Black.
Yeah. Big Black. Rest in peace.
Yeah, big Pokey. Man. Big Mo.
Big, yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of big. Those guys were big, to be sure.
The Big Show.
But, yeah, I mean, like, you got to, I feel like you got to pay that off.
Yeah, it can't be like, he can't come in here. Now, can he be tall and be big?
See, no, because I never associate height with big.
Yeah, tall man and big man are different things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big man, you're carrying some LBs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only 6 feet tall, but, like, I go plenty of places where I'm the tallest guy in the room. I'm never big. Never a big guy.
But, like, so, like, Victor Wembanyama is not Big Vic?
No. Well, because he's so tall.
That's what I'm saying. What kind of height?
He's slim Vic.
Height can go.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're taller than tall, like, I guess like 6'8 or taller is
someone
at that point.
What if
big.
He's big because he's called Big. He's called Big
Careful
Phil.
Here now.
Big Phil because he's big down below. I don't know if that's one that that's run not, to the group meet.
Yeah, you don't, and especially not with strangers. You don't just lead with that.
My guy here said I'm 6'4", 330. They call me Big Dog. That's kind of what I'm feeling.
He's meeting people for the first time. Yeah, well, the Big Phil thing is because down below, you know, like, come on, dude, that can't be it.
But if you're 6'4", you know, aside from, like, being a part of a team or something, like, just your normal crew, you're probably the biggest dude in your crew, whether you're skinny or whatever. So,
man,
you're,
I'm just hoping
that's
for,
Big So-and-so.
I'm hoping for under 275. And then Josh could really throw it out the window if Josh has got some size.
I'm gonna go ahead and call an edge seat right now. I'm calling it.
I'm sorry. You can't get an edge seat.
What?
I'm sorry. I feel bad for you, Tyler, as someone texted on YouTube and Twitch.
Yeah, you're definitely going to be sandwiched between us.
Tyler has got to be between.
No.
Someone said Tyler has got to be between the big guys and Chunky Ron.
Yeah.
I
won't have any armrests. Going to have my shoulders all tucked in. I ain't doing that.
We're going to get hammered.
Yeah, you're there folded like a pretzel.
And see, again, Big Phil bought the tickets, so Big Phil gets to sit wherever Phil wants. So hopefully Phil takes an edge and aisle if he's Big Phil.
So wait, Big Phil bought the tickets.
Bought all of them.
Big Phil finna tell all y'all where y'all sitting. You sit here, sir. You sit there. You sit here. And I want this one right
this
by
is,
me.
Like, I'm. This is why I'm super motivated.
You right,
like,
by me, Ronnie.
This is why I'm super motivated. Like, yesterday, I didn't eat the pinks. And I want to tell you, I wanted to eat some of that pizza so bad. I mean, bad. They had dipping sauce options and everything. I wanted it. But these are the things that motivate me.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, jumping on the scale or, hey, going into the changing room and oh, I can fit in that size. No, it's I want to be the guy that when I'm walking down the aisle on the airplane,
oh, I thought
that
so.
People aren't saying, God, please no. God, please no.
I was picturing God, you as no. a bride there for half a second.
Or a guy that's probably thinking like, not a bride, that's thinking like Tyler and Brandon. They have no thoughts right now, no cares in the world right now of how they're going to fit in them seats next to everybody. That's like, I want to lose that portion.
I don't want to sit next to Big Phil either, though. I want elbow room.
Yeah, but
I want leg
but
room.
Not, but that's not your.
I want to be comfortable.
But in this, Tyler, you probably never ever thought once I brought this to you. I wonder what the size is of these other guys.
Didn't cross my mind. No,
I did. In my mind, I said, all right, me, Vic, what does Big Phil look like?
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, and I'm seeing how everyone is talking about him. Everybody says, and when they speak to him, hey, Big Phil. That's what they said. He responded. He said, hey, Big Phil, do you mind if our guy Tyler goes?
Yeah, if others are calling you big so-and-so, big, you got to be big. Yeah, for sure.
We probably got at least three eligible DXL shoppers.
Yeah, it's going to
have fun, though.
It's going to be a lot of shoulders in there, man.
It's going to be
some wide shoulders in there, man.
I'm going to be taking some walks. Be standing up, baby.
Hey, I was going to say that little section right between center field and the Crawford boxes. It's a nice little vibe out there, man. I like standing out there. That might be the look. There might be more shoulder room.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be out there tomorrow to see Framber and his fake hair against Jacob DeGrom. Anytime you want to, like, I think we're to the point where he should be bullied into taking that out of his hair. Just talking about him. Why are you doing it? Just showing up every day. Somebody, Jeremy Pena, somebody should be coming up to him every day. You really going to keep rolling with that bad?
I've been done with him for a while.
I just think somebody.
He could win the Cy Damn Young.
I talked to somebody recently, had no idea that he had fake hair. Are you serious?
Come on
I
now.
Said, yeah.
Were they not familiar with him before it arrived?
Pulled up in Oakland one day, had a short fade, and then he just.
You think you just roll up with a ponytail like this down your back out of nowhere? Well, and apparently he does.